Statistics show that young adults in the U.S. are sadly lacking in basic money skills. What happens when their turn comes to run things? It's a sobering question. Hi, I'm Rob West. Evidently, parents and schools aren't doing their job when it comes to raising kids with financial savvy. Today, we'll do some remedial work on essential money management skills. Then we'll take your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial journey. Year after year, the annual survey taken for the TIAA Institute shows low financial literacy for the 18 to 25 age group. A majority of these young adults consistently fail to demonstrate a working familiarity with financial concepts like budgeting, saving, insurance, and investing. Think about what this means. Tens of thousands of young adults are going off to college or joining the workforce today without knowing how to manage their money or how to avoid overspending or even how to build a solid financial future for themselves. When I was a kid, learning to balance a checkbook and pay bills on time were part of financial training for kids and teenagers. But today, things look a lot different. Now we have online banking and instant digital transactions. It's so easy to use credit and transfer money that many young people just live day to day without a plan until they need a bailout from mom or dad. The fact that young adults rarely handle cash also means they no longer have a physical connection to their money. When you don't actually see and feel your money coming and going, you might not realize when it's gone. This disconnect can lead to unintentional overspending and a lifetime of debt, not to mention a lack of motivation to save for the future. So if you're a parent of teenagers or a Gen Z just starting out, here are a few must-have financial skills and how to get them. The first skill is actually an attitude. The Bible says God is the owner of everything, as in Psalm 24:1, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Understand that nothing really belongs to you, even you. You are a manager of God's resources, which should change your perspective on money and material things. The number two financial skill you'll need is planning. A dream without a plan is just a wish, as they say, and wishes won't buy you a house. The fundamental planning tool we recommend is a budget, otherwise known as a spending plan. A budget keeps track of your income, giving, and spending, and gives you a picture of your progress towards meeting your financial goals. Download the free FaithFi app to get one started. The next fundamental financial skill everyone needs is work. Maybe your dad always told you that money doesn't grow on trees. Annoying as that was, it's the truth. Employment is where your money comes from, not the oak tree in the yard. So start at the bottom if you have to, work hard and develop your resume. Earning can really build your financial confidence. If you do have a job, make sure you keep it in perspective. Remember, your identity comes from Jesus, not from what you do for a living. In Colossians 3, 23 and 24, we see the key to successful work. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for men, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. The next skill is to open and manage a bank account. Then make sure you develop habits of giving and saving from every paycheck. Watching your balance increase will encourage you to stick to your plan. Keeping track of your bank balance will also help you understand your limits. You can't spend what isn't there. The next skill will also help you understand your limits. Learn about credit. Don't fall into the trap of believing that a credit card equals permission to spend all you want. Instead, keep track of your balances, pay your balances in full every month, and watch your credit score. Another basic financial skill you'll need is to understand about investing, including types of investments, risk, and return. Check out the great information at soundmindinvesting.org. Finally, admit you don't know it all and learn where to go for solid financial advice. As it says in Proverbs 15:22, without counsel, plans fail, but with many advisors, they succeed. visit faithfi.com and click on the community tab to chat online about your money questions or ask someone you trust who knows about finances to help you. Now more than ever, young adults need financial skills to succeed in the real world, and we hope today's information has been helpful. All right, your calls are next. 800-525-7000. 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance, and we'll be right back.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word.
The British are coming. The British are coming. Remember who said those famous words? That was the ride of Paul Revere, and today marks the 249th anniversary of that famous night. It was the start of the American Revolutionary War. Everyone was warned to be ready. It was a moment of life or death. Jesus gives a similar warning in Matthew 24. He says, "So you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him." And Jesus is not calling his people to war, but to be ready for his return and not caught sleeping, because he could come at any time. And so today, be on the alert. We're awaiting that glorious day. Grow in your walk with Christ. Just visit getanchor.com.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. For more than 30 years, they've been helping Christians reach their financial goals with step-by-step guidance for investors at every stage, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. Through scriptural principles and practical suggestions, SMI offers financial wisdom for living well. More information, including the short video webinar on profit and peace of mind, no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
The Friends of Israel Today keeps a finger on the pulse of what's happening in Israel.
Yesterday, there were 66 new wounded soldiers, which in Israel numbers, it's a lot of wounded soldiers.
Yes.
Relatively to the United States, it's like you had in one day 500 soldiers would be getting wounded.
Yes.
Or 1,000, okay? The hospitals in Israel are full with the wounded soldiers. They get the rehabilitation start now.
Hear the Friends of Israel Today every Saturday afternoon at 2 Central on AFR.
We're grateful for support from Movement Mortgage, who provides residential home loans in all 50 states. Guided by a mission to love and value people and a goal to redefine the mortgage process, Movement seeks to help others achieve their financial goals. You can find out more at movement.com/faith. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 39179. For licensing information, please visit nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
If the heavy burden of debt is robbing you of freedom and peace of mind, Christian Credit Counselors can help. We're a nationwide nonprofit credit counseling organization that has helped over 300,000 individuals in the last 27 years get out of credit card debt 80% faster while honoring that debt in full. To learn how Christian Credit Counselors can help you, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, and looking forward to hearing from you today, taking your calls and questions on anything financial at 800-525-7000. Again, that number, 800-525-7000. Our team is standing by, Mr. Robert Youngblood, Dr. Youngblood, ready to take your calls today, and then we'll get you on the air quickly. Here's what we want to do. We want to be an encouragement to you, a source of hope as we direct you back to God's Word. Pull out the big ideas and themes so that we together can be wise and faithful stewards of God's money. It's a high calling to be a money manager for the Lord himself. That's the opportunity we have because everything belongs to him. And so we want to look to scripture to say, how should we think about living our lifestyle, giving that which we give away to be generous and connect with the needs and in others' lives and the heart of God, owing debt and taxes. What about growing God's money as well on a short-term and long-term basis? We'd love to help you do that as well. Again, the number to call right now is 800-525-7000. Now, we always love to hear stories of how God is working in your lives as you apply these principles and as we're able to come along stewards like you and encourage you, but also connect you to other resources from time to time, whether that's a certified Kingdom Advisor or one of our certified Christian financial counselors. And today, I'm so excited for you to hear the story of Mr. Charles from Georgia. Charles, thank you for calling today. I understand you want to give a praise report. Is that right?
I do. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. It's good to hear your voice, sir.
Yes, sir. I don't know if you remember my call, but I called asking for advice about whether or not I should use one of those tax services that claim they help you with the IRS if you owe back taxes. And
yes.
For multiple years, I mean, I've always been a faithful tither and giver. I just was when in my addiction, I never pay income taxes.
Yes, sir.
And so I got clean and was and learned the principle of giving and tithing and first fruits and did that, but was just afraid to deal with the IRS, and it went on and on and on for years. So I was reading the word one day, and that scripture where Jesus said, render to Caesar what Caesar's and God's to God's. Well, I had been doing God's part, but not Caesar's. And it really convicted me. And so I decided, I'll do something about it. And I called your program, and you told me, no, don't mess with any of those. and you put me in touch with a wonderful brother in the Lord, Kevin Cross, who's a Christian certified public accountant.
Yes.
And I'd like to say that I actually paid my taxes last week.
Wow, and, Charles.
And I can't tell you, it's probably the first time I paid money where I was actually enjoyed doing it. Of a bill that I owed. I felt so blessed to be able to do it. And it was because of this ministry and your advice that I'm going to get back on track with the RS and finish out the rest of my days in obedience to the word.
What a blessing, Charles. I'll tell you, this is such a picture of the Lord at work. You know, he's in the restoration business, and I love that he has restored you and brought you out of that addiction. I love that you've gotten back, on track in terms of just pursuing Jesus with your life, and that includes your giving and your money management and your participation in the local church and just pursuing him. But this area that was always kind of outside of that, this area of your tax burden, to be able to now know that has been brought in line with the admonition of Scripture, and that you're current on your taxes. What a blessing. And I'm so thrilled that Kevin, who's a dear friend and just loves the Lord and loves to help God's people, was able to walk alongside you, Charles. Now, are you still working on some of those back taxes years, and are you all working on a payment plan, or how are you going to handle that?
We're working on a payment. We're working on a payment plan.
Okay.
He's going to represent me before the IRS. And,
yes.
I'm going to get all the back taxes taken care of. He just got me current right now.
That's great. Boy, what a blessing.
I'm happy to do it. And here's the great part. God's providing the finances.
Wow. Wow. Well, I have to believe, Charles, you know, God is your provider. He said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. He said in his word, if he's going to provide for the birds of the air, how much more is he going to provide for us? And I have to believe that as you've been faithful to bring everything under the lordship of Christ, including your money management of God's resources, that he's honoring those decisions that you're making and your right standing before him through the shed blood of Jesus. And Charles, I am just absolutely thrilled for you, my friend. You know, we can look at the payment of taxes with thanksgiving. And here's what I mean by that. You know, especially here we are just a couple of days past the filing deadline of April 15th. And some people might be saying, really, how do we pay taxes with thanksgiving? Well, we realize, I think, first and foremost, that taxes are symptomatic of income. You don't have to pay any taxes unless you have income. Well, what does that mean? Well, that means that God has provided. And so we can look at our taxes as something we rejoice in because it's evidence of God's provision in our lives. And then we take it a step further and we say, yes, and we're being obedient, as you said, Charles, very well, that we're being obedient to Christ because he's made it very plain. We're to render unto Caesar what is Caesar and to God's what is God's. And so we're being obedient. And then thirdly, we get to celebrate that we live in a wonderful, free nation under God. And I realize we have our challenges here in this country and we need to lean into that and engage, but we can also rejoice in the fact that we have the blessing of living here and we are afforded many privileges that others around the world who aren't free to express their religion and so much beyond that do not have. And so we can pay our taxes with thanksgiving. And you've certainly given testimony to that today, sir. Anything you'd want to share just as we wrap up?
Again, thank you. I really appreciate it. I'm so blessed that I'm able to hear, be led by the Holy Spirit that they have called your program and to start this process. I believe if I hadn't, I'd probably be in a mess or wouldn't have paid them at all again.
Yes.
So thank you. I really appreciate you and your ministry and helping me get in line in obedience with God.
Well, I'm delighted to do it, Charles. I'm so thankful for you. Hey, you stay on the line. I want to send you a book that's just our gift to you. It's a book called Master Your Money, and it's one of the books, Charles, that I read early in my own journey to really see God's heart in this area of finance. And it was really significant in my life. It's written by one of my mentors, Ron Blue. I think it'll be an encouragement to you now as you look to get really continue to build out your understanding of God's way of handling money. It'll cover just a host of issues from how we think about lifestyle to budgeting to saving for the future to investing, certainly paying our taxes with integrity. So you stay on the line, Charles. We'll get your information and I'll get Master Your Money in the mail, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
All right. God bless you, Charles. Wow, what a testimony today. I'm just so delighted to hear how this ministry has been able to work in people's lives. And it's not about us. It's what the Lord has done. And we're just grateful to be a part of his work and to encourage you to pursue him with everything. Because you see, folks, when we make God our ultimate treasure, everything else falls into line. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio, and we'll be right back.
Is God calling you to ministry? It's time to multiply your capacity for ministry with an affordable degree. The Bachelor of Arts in Christian Ministry at Wesley Biblical Seminary is the degree for you. When God called you to ministry, he called you to preparation. This degree is the education that you need to put all the pieces together for an amazing life of ministry. You will graduate with a confidence for ministry that is backed up by your competence in the scriptures, theology, and ministry. Come learn with a trusted seminary that will help you become a faithful leader. Learn more at wbs.edu.
We're grateful for support from Guidestone, whose diversified suite of investment solutions align with Christian values to create positive change in the world. More information is available at GuidestoneFunds.com/faith. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of Guidestone Funds before investing. They're distributed by Foresight Funds Distributors, LLC, which is not an advisory affiliate, a registered investment advisor, nor do they provide investment advice.
Thoughts of the child you were carrying keep pouring over in your mind. A deep, unrelenting sadness overshadows your days, and you wonder if you will ever feel whole again. There is hope and healing from a reproductive loss. Call the International Helpline, 866-482-LIFE, and talk with someone who has been where you are. Your call is confidential, and we will help you find healing. 866-482-LIFE.
Frustrated by your health insurance? Confused by the network restrictions and increasing premiums? There's a better way. Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM is a Christian community delivering a faith-based solution to the high cost of healthcare. Take back control of your healthcare with the ability to choose a provider you trust with no network restrictions and savings of up to 40%. Learn more and enroll today at chministries.org/faithfi. That's chministries.org/faithfi.
Well, we'd always wanted to leave some of our money for God, but we didn't know where or how.
Bernie and Alice Larson are faithful supporters of the American Family Association.
We felt like this was put into our laps as answer to our prayers as to what we could do after we're gone.
You can learn more about charitable annuities and other financial products at AFAFoundation.net or call 800-326-4543, extension 345.
We are grateful for support from the Eventide Center for Faith and Investing. ECFI is an educational initiative of Eventide Asset Management that seeks to help Christians understand and practice biblically faithful investing. They do this through their podcast and online journal featuring articles from industry thought leaders and their course called Discover God's Story for Investing. More information is available at faithandinvesting.com. That's faithandinvesting.com.
Thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. We've got room for you today if you have a financial question on any topic. 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. Whether it's living, giving, owing, or growing God's money, we'd love to tackle it with you. Lines are available so you can get through right now without any waiting. A study out today by Ameriprise Financial found that, well, 95% of couples agree they are honest and transparent with each other about their finances. And 91% said that they share the same financial values. Most have not put an estate plan in place. Now, the survey polled more than 1,500 American couples with $100,000 or more in investable assets, primarily between the ages of 45 and 70, who have retired within the last decade or plan to do so in the next 10 years. And while 93% of couples share similar retirement goals and agree on when to retire, 24% of them said they have not come to an agreement on how much they will need to save or how much they should spend on their children and grandchildren, both today and as a part of their estates. Alarmingly, though, and this is what stood out to me, more than half, 52% of those surveyed have not taken the crucial step of setting up an estate plan, potentially leaving their financial future and the distribution of their assets uncertain. So what's the takeaway from that? Well, number one, we need to be communicating as husband and wife. We need to be on the same page. That's one of the big ideas that helps us overcome conflict in marriage around money. Second, we need to have a plan. You know, that last stewardship decision you will make is around the distribution of what God has entrusted to you. And here's the key question. Who is the next steward, and are they chosen and prepared? And here's what I mean by that. It's one thing to choose them, and you absolutely need to do that. And these 52% of these couples surveyed in this study had not made that decision of choosing the next steward. But then there's this second piece of this, and that is, are they prepared? Of course, if that's a ministry or charity, you want to have confidence that this is a ministry that's doing work in the name of Jesus, that it's run efficiently, and that they're exercising good stewardship. And there's ways to do that through an ECFA certification, ECFA, or you could look at a number of rating services, Charity Navigator, Ministry Watch, and others. But if it's an heir, the preparedness part comes into what is the trajectory of their lives? And, are they both in their lifestyle as well as their money management exercising maturity? Are they operating out of a biblical worldview? Could a significant inheritance actually propel them in the wrong direction? How do we discover that? Well, I think one of the questions is asking ourselves, what do we hope would happen when we give this amount of money? And then replace the word hope with expect. What do we expect would happen when they receive this money? And then a third way to ask the question replaces the word expect with fear. What do we fear would happen when we leave this money? And let's have an honest conversation about the potential impact, positive or negative, in their spiritual life, in their marriage, because it may undermine the heir's ability to provide for their family. What about financially? Where will it be used there? And obviously, if it's in any way, or at least we believe it will in any way get in the way of their spiritual journey, especially if they're really struggling right now spiritually, then perhaps that's not the best idea. And remember, it can change over time, but at least for right now, maybe that's not the plan to make. Maybe you focus on giving the money away now or in the future, but we don't want to, at least at this point, have a plan to give them a large sum of money when we think it could accelerate their journey spiritually and with their lifestyle away from the Lord. So anyway, some things to think about. The operative question here is the next steward chosen and prepared? And we need to really think through that before we make that decision. But in conclusion, and coming back to this study, we've got to have a plan. We don't want to be those one of those 52% of those surveyed in this study that haven't taken that step of setting up an estate plan, which means the person that's going to decide where that estate goes is ultimately the probate court, and that's not what we want. So put a will in place, especially if you have minor children. That's where you're going to name your guardian, and then obviously you can build from there. I hope that's an encouragement to you today. It's certainly something we all need to think about. All right, let's take some phone calls today. We've got some lines open, 800-525-7000. You can call that number with any financial question. Let's go to Tennessee. Hi, Mary. Go ahead.
Yes, I was listening to the program today, and I had a similar story to the, I think it was Charles that was speaking earlier about
yes.
taxes and other past debt. I've been in recovery now for 7 years, but I have years, like probably 30 years of wreckage behind it that I've got to clean up a lot of past taxes and debt, and I'm not sure where to start.
Yeah, yeah. Well, first of all, Mary, is exactly where you're at, and that is to say, I want to get, my relationship with the Lord back on track, starting with surrendering your life to Jesus and getting in a Bible-believing church, getting in God's Word. I think the extent to which you've had an addiction, making sure you're beyond that and continuing to engage in ongoing community that's going to reinforce that and treatment if necessary. And then with regard to the finances, saying, you know what, I want to get this on track. I may not be able to do it overnight, but I want to get right before the IRS. I want to pay what I owe and nothing more. And if they're willing to work with me either through an offer and compromise where maybe you'd end up paying back less than you owe and the IRS would agree to that, or a payment plan like Charles is going to get on to hit his current, that's often what it will take. And they're very willing to work with you on that. Now, I recommend you work with either a CPA or an enrolled agent who specializes in this area of offers and compromises representation before the IRS. I do have somebody I could connect you with. If you want somebody to walk with you, you can do it yourself. I just think it's better to have somebody who's skilled in that area. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that would be great. I'd appreciate the help.
Yeah,
thank you.
Absolutely. So let's do this, Mary. You hold on the line. We'll get your information and put you in touch with a certified Kingdom advisor who has a particular expertise in this area of offers and compromises and back taxes. May the Lord bless you. I'm so delighted to hear the Lord is working in your life in that area of the addiction. We'll be right back. Did you know the average person walks nearly 2,000 miles a year? Now think about the millions of children around the world who risk disease and miss out on opportunities simply because they walk those 2,000 miles without a decent pair of shoes. Around the world, Buckner Shoes for Orphan Souls provides access to health, education, hope, and opportunity through the gift of shoes. Visit giveshoestoday.org and find out how you can provide shoes for a child right now.
AFR programming is now available on Alexa.
You're joking, right?
Nope, not joking.
Seriously?
Yep, this is not a drill.
Wait a minute, no way.
There's a way, the Alexa way. So if you just happen to miss your favorite shows, no worries. You can now listen to each podcast with Alexa. It's simple and it's free. Just visit afr.net/apps and click Alexa. We're not joking.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
Absolutely free.
We know you've learned to be suspicious of those words, but really, you can get biblical financial wisdom delivered to your inbox each week absolutely free. Articles, videos, podcasts, and special offers on biblical resources. Nearly 60,000 people receive our free weekly wisdom email, and you can too. Create your free FaithFi account by going to faithfi.com and click sign up to begin receiving weekly wisdom in your inbox.
So for God to speak is for God to engage in self-revelation. We only know God because God has condescended to speak to us.
The God Who Speaks is a 90-minute documentary that answers many of the common objections about the Bible's reliability. The film equips believers to confidently base their lives on the power of God's Word. It's available at streaming.afa.net.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. If you have money in a retirement account or just a general investing account, you know the stock market can sometimes seem like a roller coaster. But it is possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind in investing, no matter what's happening in the market. You can see a short video webinar on that topic at soundmindinvesting.org. Since 1990, Sound Mind Investing has sought to offer financial wisdom for living well. Soundmindinvesting.org.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here at American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, your host. We're taking your calls and questions today, 800-525-7000. Our goal on this program, that God would be your ultimate treasure. What does that mean? Well, you know, if we see God as our ultimate treasure, that means nothing rivals that. Certainly not anything in this world. Money becomes a tool to accomplish God's purposes. It's no longer an end. It's a means to an end. We realize God is our provider, and our longing for abundance and fulfillment and purpose is found in God alone, not the things of this world, the things that money can buy. Those are fleeting. Now, it's to be enjoyed. It's to provide. It's to give. It's a good gift and creation from the Lord. But it's not something that's going to satisfy our longings for fulfillment and significance. God alone should do that. And so when we pursue Him as our ultimate treasure, well, it puts everything in perspective, including our money management. Hey, what practical questions do you have in your financial life today? We'd love to tackle those with you. The number to call is 800-525-7000. We've got some lines open. You can call right now. All right, let's go to Ohio. Matthew, thanks for your patience, sir. Go ahead.
I just had a question. Recently, my father-in-law passed away, and my wife and her brother is trying to get his house in their name, and there was no will, so I know it has to go to probate court and stuff, so we probably are going to have to get a lawyer from probate, and we're just trying to figure out the next steps for that and how likely it is to get his house in their name or how unlikely it is since there was no will. He's only got around $45,000 left or so, and okay. The house payment is fairly cheap, so we're just wanting her brother to be able to take it over.
Yeah, I certainly understand that, and it's going to take some time. It will happen. You're just going to have to be patient. You know, since there's no will, the probate court will follow your state's what are called intestate laws to determine the beneficiaries and distribute the assets accordingly. Okay. Intestate succession varies by state, but generally the property will pass to the next of kin, so it would likely go there. And then what happens is, because the property cannot remain in the deceased's name, it will transfer through the state succession law. And so to get the new deed for the property, you'd have to submit a death certificate and the probate court statement to the county recorder's office once that has worked itself through the probate court, according to the intestate laws. So you're just going to need to, you know, get that process started as soon as you can. If you haven't already, let that work its way through just based on the laws of the state of Ohio, assuming that's where it was. And then once it's complete, then that probate court statement would be provided to the county and they would give you a new deed.
Okay. So it's fairly common then for that stuff to happen?
Oh, yeah. It happens every day. Absolutely.
Okay. That's what we was just worried about, because we didn't know if, like, it was, if the bank would just require a loan due immediately, if we'd be able to actually transfer into their name, because we can't have a will.
Yeah. So normally what you do is, from the assets, you would keep that current. I mean, you'd obviously want to let the bank know what's happened, if you haven't already, the lender. But normally, out of the assets of the estate, you know, the representative, which would normally be named in the will, in this case, it'll be assigned by the probate court, would continue to pay the mortgage until the probate court process is complete. And, you know, that would, you know, can take months, unfortunately.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Well, I appreciate the answers and stuff. That's basically all we was wondering. We didn't want to end up doing all this, and then they say, oh, well, no, we require a loan, get out of here type thing. So we were just wondering how that worked, and we appreciate it. And I listen to your show a lot, so I always tell my wife some financial advice, so I appreciate everything.
I'm delighted, Matthew. Well, thank you for calling today and being on the program. We appreciate it. May the Lord bless you, and call anytime. 800-525-7000 is the number to call if you have financial questions today. We've got some answers. At least we'll give you our best answer, and we'll promise to do it in light of biblical wisdom and a biblical worldview. Again, 800-525-7000. This email came to us recently at askrob@faithfi.com. Steve writes, I want to give a gift to my church for a building program, and I've sold about $12,600 of stock to help with this. If I give all of the money from the sale of the stock to our church, will I owe any taxes on it? It's a great question, Steve. Now, let me use this as a teaching opportunity, not to in any way tell you you should have done something different, but you know, in the future, if you want to do this and for the benefit of others, we want to give then sell. Not sell, then give. And here's what I mean by that. If this is appreciated stock, and typically that's what you're giving away to your church or a ministry like American Family Association, you at the sale are going to pay capital gains, either short-term or long-term capital gains on the gain that you have. A way to avoid that is you give the gift of the appreciated stock directly to your church, in this case, or the ministry like AFA, and they sell it. Why would you do that? Well, you get the full amount of the market value of the appreciated securities as a charitable deduction, and assuming you itemize, and maybe this gift will help you get up above the standard deduction, then you get the full deduction of the market value. You don't pay any capital gains tax because you never sold it. The church or AFA gets to sell it and get the full benefit of the value of the shares of stock that you transferred to use for their purposes, and no taxes paid, and you get a bigger tax deduction. So it's just a great opportunity for you to make a gift, and but to do it prior to the sale, which just means more money into the kingdom, more tax deduction for you, and certainly no capital gains tax paid. Now, that's one way to do it. The second way to do it, instead of sending directly to the church or ministry, is to use a donor-advised fund. That's, think of it as a charitable checking account. It's a way where you're able to make the gift of any asset, be it stocks, cash, property, even a business interest, piece of real estate, livestock, whatever you might be, you essentially make the gift of that to your donor advised fund. You get the immediate charitable deduction right away. And then once it's sold inside the donor advised fund by the donor advised fund sponsor, then you recommend at the time and to the ministry or charity of your choosing when it's granted out. And so that grant request originates with the donor, and then the donor advised fund sponsor, and I would recommend the National Christian Foundation, ncfgiving.com, would then carry out those wishes, that recommendation or grant request, and then issue the money. Why would you use a donor advised fund versus just giving the gift directly on the front end? Only if you wanted to get the full deduction, let's say this year, but you didn't necessarily want to give the money away right away. Maybe you want to, you've got a big, you know, portfolio of stocks. You want to donate to your donor advised fund, but you want to distribute it over the next couple of years, and you want to distribute it to multiple charities. Well, one of the benefits is you can take your time and grant it out over whatever time period you want. And you're not getting charitable receipts from all of those ministries. You already got the deduction when you put the money in the donor advised fund, and now you're just granting it out, and you're not at tax time showing up with, you know, 15 charitable contribution receipts. You got one from the donor advised fund sponsor, and then it makes its way to those ministries that you're choosing. And it can be done similar to online banking, where you log into your account, make a couple of clicks, and that money shows up a few days later at the ministry. You can do it anonymously or in your name. If you want to open a donor advised fund, it's called the Giving Fund at NCF. Just go to ncfgiving.com. That's the National Christian Foundation. All right, back with our final segment and your questions. 800-525-7000. We'll be right back.
We're going to talk about the further issue. Our response. Who's behind this?
Sandy Rios on Sandy Rios 24/7.
Talk is cheap.
Honest. Insightful.
Doing nothing is creating chaos in the world. Danger for America.
Sandy Rios informs listeners from a Christian worldview.
It's time to act in the polls, because I have to tell you, most of them are just doing nothing.
Listen on the podcast page at AFR.net.
The FDA did approve this particular over-the-counter drug for terminating early pregnancies. This is a policy that not only should be challenged, it was challenged. This is a study that's done, and this is the data, this is the science. You can always question that and say, well, who is funding this research? Are these geared toward a specific outcome? But that also begs the question, where is our funding on our side for better studies?
Jenna Ellis in the morning, weekdays at 7 Central on American Family Radio.
If you enjoy this radio program, you're going to love all of the many different resources waiting for you at faithfi.com. You'll find more powerful wisdom, podcasts, articles, videos, and more from partners like the National Christian Foundation, Sound Mind Investing, and Christian Healthcare Ministries. Connect with the community of thousands of Christians striving to be good and faithful stewards, and check out all of the free biblical financial advice at faithfi.com.
We are grateful for support from Timothy Plan. Are you unsure if your investments align with your values? Well, for nearly three decades, the goal of the Timothy Plan has been to guide clients on a biblically responsible journey with its mutual funds and ETFs. More information is available at timothyplan.com. Investing includes risk, including possible loss of principal. Before investing, carefully consider funds, investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Read carefully before investing. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LTD and ETFs distributed by Foresight Fund Services LLC.
Great to have you with us today, Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. Hey, if you'd like to support our work, maybe you've found some value in this, you've been encouraged, or you've been helped by some of the principles or advice we've been given, or you just want to help us serve people like Charles that we heard earlier, who's been impacted by the ministry to be wise and faithful stewards, we'd love to invite you to be a FaithFi monthly partner. You can learn more at faithfi.com. Just click Give. For those who are a partner at $35 a month or more, we will send you our quarterly update. You will get a pre-release of all of our new studies when they come out four times a year. Our newest study is Rich Toward God. The next study is in the works and will be out in July. We're so excited to put it in your hands. You know, these are the folks that have said, we're with you. We're on board. We want to be a partner. We love what you're doing, and we want to get updates on the ministry and all the newest in the way of resources from FaithFi. Well, we'd love to have you on board as a monthly partner. You can learn more, again, faithfi.com. That's faithfi.com. Just click the Give button at the top of the page. Thanks in advance. All right, let's round out the broadcast today with as many questions as we can get to. I've got room for maybe one more. 800-525-7000. Let's go to Virginia. Hi, Margaret. Go right ahead.
Good morning. It's a blessing to that I got through.
I'm so glad you did.
I listen to you all every day, and I want to thank you for connecting me to a credit union.
Oh, two, great.
3 years ago.
Excellent.
But I have a problem there. It's probably correct. But I was looking for a C, what it's called, CKA or insurance.
Yes.
My life insurance policy. I've been had it for about 40 years. But I don't understand why now, all of a sudden, things, I know things are changing rapidly now. understand why. Well, it's going up another $50 a month, which I probably could reason that. But then they're saying I had to get pay them $385. And I was looking for a CKA to try to explain to me whether I should be paying this money or am I up. And I'm pretty sure I'm up to date. I don't know whether I'm up to date or not, but I've been paying it for years, you know.
Yes, yes, very so good.
I need someone to sit down and explain it to me if I owe them or they owe me or what's going on at this point in my life, you know.
Yes.
With this policy.
Very good. Well, you're exactly right. Life insurance premiums tend to increase as you age due to several factors, primarily related to the increased risk and shorter time span insurers have to collect the premium. So it's the increased risk of what they call the mortality, which, you know, the primary reason it becomes expensive or more expensive as you age is the increased risk of death, of course. And so they base their pricing models on the likelihood of having to pay out the policy, which is the mortality rate. Higher health risks, shorter accumulation periods. So the insurance company often invests the premiums to offset the cost of future claims. Well, when they're purchased at a younger age, there's longer for these investments to grow. Conversely, if they purchased, you know, later, which doesn't sound like that's your situation, there's less time. And then decreased insurability. But I think it's a great time, to your point, Margaret, for you to sit with an advisor who can look at what you have, determine whether you still need a death benefit. Is that even necessary? Have you built up some cash value in this policy, assuming it's whole life, that you could pull out and redeploy other places to shore up your emergency fund or invest for the future? But the biggest opportunity may be, and I'm not saying you should cancel it tomorrow, I'd want you to sit with an advisor, but you may decide, I don't need the death benefit anymore. And the biggest benefit to you would be you could get rid of the premium altogether, which would increase your cash flow. So I think it's worth talking through all of these things and determining what's the best step to go from here. Now, I would reach out to a certified Kingdom advisor there in Virginia. Fewer of our 1,500 CKAs around the country are insurance specialists or professionals, but every certified Kingdom advisor will have an insurance specialist who's a godly professional that they can refer you to. So I would just call and say, listen, I listen to Rob West on Faith and Finance. I need a godly insurance person around the area of whole life insurance. And Rob said, you could make a referral to me. And I can pretty much guarantee they will. So that's what I would do. Margaret, are you comfortable using the internet?
Not at all.
Okay.
I was referred to going down to the insurance company. I hadn't gotten down there to yet. They said they handle all of the insurances, you know.
Yeah. Well, what I can do is have one of our team members call you, find out where you're at in Virginia, and give you the phone numbers of a few CKAs in the area, if that would be helpful to you.
Oh, that would be great. Yeah.
Okay,
in
good.
My area. Yeah.
All right, perfect. So, Margaret, you stay on the line. One of our team members will call you later today or tomorrow. They'll do the search for you based on your zip code and can give you the names and phone numbers of some folks for you to reach out to. May the Lord bless you, Margaret. Thank you for calling today. Let's talk to Hollis in Georgia next. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. We have a farm, and I have three children, and I have two that farm. And we're trying to get a wheel fixed up, and I have life insurance to pay off the debt on the where we put up some irrigations, and my boys have helped me with that.
All right.
So I kind of knocked that out of the picture when I go to figuring land values up. And I've got three children, and I got a rental house, which I was going to give it and 100 acres to them. And the rest of it to my boys because they have invested and they have done a lot of work.
Yeah. Is this an active farming business, Hollis?
Yes, sir. They farm. It's in there. They rent my farm from me.
Okay.
And because I got another business and
yeah,
we all live on the farm.
Sure.
Or close to it. And I didn't want to use a trust because if I die first, my wife will be in charge of it. And as of right now, I have about $2 million worth of life insurance.
All right. All right. Why did you decide against a trust?
All the expenses and stuff that goes along with it. That's why.
All right. Yeah. Well, I get that it's, you know, there's some expense, but I think the benefit of the using the trust in combination with the will is to help ensure an uninterrupted transfer of this farming business to the farming heir. And so that's where an experienced attorney can really help ensure, first of all, the assets are distributed according to your wishes. But there's a plan, a continuity plan, so the farming operations can continue, and it's an uninterrupted transfer, which is where the trust really shines. Yes, it's a little more expensive, but it can ensure that if you're incapacitated even prior to your death or at your death or at the death of you and your wife, if you want her to remain in control until then you're not waiting for the probate process, the probate court to get involved. It can immediately pass to the heirs based on how you want the assets divided. And that's where a combination trust and will can be very effective, especially in a situation like you're describing.
Yes. Yes, sir. Okay. And just, my thing is, it's kind of a... if my wife winds up with everything when I die, she knows how I want it done. If she doesn't do it, her children are not going to be very happy with her. She don't want to stand that chance. Do you see where I'm coming from?
I do, but all of that can be spelled out in the trust. The decisions that you and your wife make now can all be spelled out in the trust and really decided in advance on exactly how this is going to go down, regardless of whether she passes before you, you before her, and ultimately how it gets transferred to the boys.
And I had some term insurance, which my insurance man converted to universal insurance.
Okay.
Where I have enough when my $2 million term runs out to pay off the irrigations and stuff like that. So
yes,
she won't be with a bird.
Okay,
and
good.
I rent them the land now.
All right, very good. Well, it sounds like a very well thought out plan. I just think that the expense of a trust is going to be worth your while because so much of this can be put in place in advance, and it's just a little bit more flexible than a will be. And it avoids the probate costs and time of the probate court. And so you can decide again before your death, if you're incapacitated, how this is handled, at your death, even beyond your death, how the assets are to be distributed and what the instructions are for the trustee, whether that's, you know, you or your wife or the boys after both of you pass, how they're to distribute the assets, including continuing the farming operation. So if it were me, Hollis, I'd take all this great work you've done and all this planning and work with the boys and all the decisions you've made, and I'd visit with a godly estate attorney who can build off of your will, add a trust, and make sure that all of this passes, you know, according to your wishes, and I think you'll be glad you did. If you need a godly estate attorney in Georgia, just contact the CKA in that area and ask for a referral. You can find one at faithfi.com. That's faithfi.com. Just click find a professional right there at the top of the page. Hey, may the Lord bless you, sir. Thanks for calling today. Denise in Virginia, I apologize we didn't get to you today. I'd love to get you on first tomorrow. If you hold the line, Dr. Youngblood, we'll see if we can get you scheduled for a future broadcast. Thanks for calling today. Well, folks, that's going to do it for us. By the way, we talked a lot about estate planning. If you'd like to talk about your estate plan and how you can leave American Family Association in it, the team at afa.net/contact us would love to help. afafoundation.net. And they would love Chelsea and Riley to help you out. Thanks to my team today, Taylor, Devin, and Robert. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.